Crowder. And Solana.
Our guy Georgie Music. Go, Georgie. Love that. So today is the final Around the Horn on ESPN.
It is.
So here are some of the stats. Premiered in 2002. Ran for 23 years. How many total panelists do you think appeared on that show in 23 years?
217.
Want to take a guess, Jimmy? You ever watch Around the Horn, Jimmy?
Not all the time. Like, you know, I don't really watch it that much, but sometimes.
What?
I watch it sometimes.
Gotcha.
So you've seen it.
I meant more like, were you ever a viewer of it? Like, I used to watch it. I haven't watched it in a long time.
I guess maybe back in the beginning, like when they started. It's just there.
All right. Feel like I'm getting conflicting.
I'm being conflicted too. Like I'm confusing myself.
You said sometimes, but do you mean not since 2006? Like, you said sometimes, which would lead me to believe that you still occasionally watch it.
Yes, sometimes.
But you don't, Hawk. I can answer this for Jimmy. Jimmy's here when Around the Horn airs.
Oh, right.
So. I used to love Around the Horn.
Like they replay it on ESPN News. Like I can watch sometimes PTI at night and whatever.
Yeah.
Final answer, Jimmy. Do you watch Around the Horn?
Sometimes.
So when's the last time you've watched it?
Yesterday in studio.
This is funny how he literally, because it's like a show bit, but he literally will never give like a yes, I do or no, I don't answer. I don't know why he's so afraid to do that.
Yeah. He can't commit.
Because I imagine that you haven't watched it in 15 years. That's my guess.
Yeah, that could be true.
That could be true.
He can't commit.
Right, it's
anything.
It's funny. It is funny,
Hawk.
Like, there's no like, what is the repercussions of saying, yeah, I don't watch it. I used to watch it. I don't watch it.
Next,
like, you went through this like circular answer. Sometimes. But I don't think you've watched it in 10 years.
Next week, Hawk, is my birthday. Next Saturday. So on Sunday, I was going to tell you today as well. I told Jimmy, Marcos, I'm like, hey, on Sunday, the Marlins play at 1:40. For my birthday, I'm just telling people, like, hey, I want to go watch the Marlins game. I'm going to be out in left field at the Budweiser bar. If you want to come, tickets are cheap. It's SpongeBob Day. Buy tickets and let me know. I'll be there. But with Jimmy, like, he can't just be like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'll be there.
Yeah, maybe I'll be there. Maybe I won't.
Right.
Or
he gets
caught up.
This whole thing, and he's like... next Sunday or what? And I'm like, yeah, not this Sunday. They're in Anaheim or in Los Angeles. Next Sunday, 1:40. He's like, oh, well, when is it? I'm like, dude, 1:40, it's a baseball game, Major League Baseball, Marlins. It's like this whole thing with Jimmy.
I also don't love the, hey, it's my birthday. Come out to the Marlins game. I'll be there. I mean, what is that?
What do you mean? I think it's the perfect.
Either invite people to a party or don't. I mean, what are you doing there?
But don't you think it's the perfect?
Hey, you know, it's my birthday, so you probably want to celebrate me. Let me let you know where I'm going to be hanging out.
Yeah.
And it'll cost you a decent amount of money to get in to where I'm hanging out. But it is my birthday, so you'll probably want to come. And then you'll probably want to buy me something while you're there. But, you know, buy your own way in, and I'm not officially invited. Like, that's a weird thing.
No, I think it's perfect. See, I like this because, Hawk, you don't want to come to my house, spend 4 hours in Kendall at my house.
Why would I want to go to your birthday party? Are you six? Why would I come to your house? You're going to have a pinata?
Hold on a second.
Bounce house?
Wait. No, we're not doing this right now because 3 years ago, I didn't invite you to my birthday party for this very reason. Why the hell do you and Crowder want to come down to Kendall and come to a pool party with me and all my friends?
Why would you want to have a birthday party? You're 30 bleeping years old.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have a party? Are you having a clown?
I can't have a birthday party because I'm turning 31 years old?
Yeah, you're a 31-year-old man. What do you mean you're having a party? What do you mean you're having a party?
I'm inviting people over. That's what you do. It's your birthday. You celebrate your birthday.
Nobody has a birthday party at their house.
Get out of here. Nobody has a birthday. Everybody has a birthday party. Everybody has a
Sunday afternoon.
Get out of here.
Birthday
party. So my guess is around 40 contestants are on around the horn.
Wow. Jimmy, that was good, man.
Excellent. That was excellent. Yeah, because I would have been with Solana. Like he said, 200 and something. 61 panelists in 23 years.
That's it?
Wow. Let's see. All-time leaders. Do you know who appeared the most on Around the Horn?
Yeah, Woody Page is my guess.
Woody Page is the man with 2,964 appearances.
That's almost half, right? Or that could be half.
Can you get, let's see, there were 4,953 shows total. Tony Reale hosted 4,525 of them. Who hosted when he wasn't there? Like, what was he out for? Is that when Max Kellerman hosted it at the beginning?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Because I think Max Kellerman hosted it for about a year. Yeah, that would make sense because it's about like 400 shows that he missed. He probably missed the first year and then sporadic days off.
Yeah. I know, I read somewhere Tony Reale's hosted more episodes of Around the Horn than Oprah hosted the Oprah Winfrey Show and that David Letterman hosted the Tonight Show, David Letterman.
The Late Show. How dare you call the Tonight Show? That's what he always wanted. That's what he always dreamed of.
They got to come up
watch the Oprah Winfrey Show, Jimmy?
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah, the only famous episode that I know about is the one that she gave away a bunch of cars. The whole audience.
The Tom Cruise jumping on the couch episode. You want to guess? So there's top five panelists who have appeared the most. You got the first one, Woody Page. You want to guess? Do you think you can get any of the other four?
Number two, Sarah Spain?
Nope, not in the top five.
Oh, Jay Mariotti.
No, not in the top five. He was at the beginning, but then he got blackballed, and that was a long while ago.
Yeah, I know he's ripping Reale now that they went woke or whatever.
Yeah.
And
that's why there's no females in the top five. It wasn't until much later on that they went woke.
Oh, what's the dude? Collishaw. Tom Collishaw?
Tim Collishaw is number two. Tim Collishaw, number two.
Yeah, he's the dude with the long face. Very long face. Nice guy, I'm sure. Excellent reporter, but very long, narrow head.
Number three, Bill Plaschke.
Wow.
Number four, Kevin Blackstone.
Yes.
And number five, J.A. Adande.
Wow. Those are like the OG panelists.
Yep. 23 years of Around the Horn. All right, let's... and by the way, I love a casual get-together. Hey, going to the Marlins game... If you feel like going, I'm going with, you know, Jim and Dr. Chuck. You know, I'll be out there if you want to go. But, like, you kind of couch it as, like, and I've gone to the Marlins game when it's your birthday before.
Yeah.
I think it was last year.
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Because it was Flanagan's shirt day, wasn't it?
Last year. But that turned into something that it wasn't supposed
to be. That was, like, a
be.
Big party that was down at recess.
But I didn't plan that. I was trying to do what I'm doing this year, and my fiance kind of reached out to all of you individually. She got a table at Club Recess, and we had bottles. Like, we partied. But that was, like, her doing. I'm just telling people, hey, for my birthday, I want to go to the Marlins game.
But that's the part. Like, for my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing there?
Yeah, it's my birthday. If you want to come celebrate my birthday with me, I'll be at the Budweiser bar in left field.
That's
at the Marlins game.
That's a passive-aggressive invitation to a birthday party.
I think it's great. I think it's a perfect type of birthday invitation. Hey, you like don't.
Well, why
don't,
are you having a birthday invitation at 31?
Because I want to have a celebration of my birthday.
Like when I turned 50, I think it was 50, I got the suite at the Panthers game and I catered it and we got a big cookie cake. Happy 50th, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I invited people. I bought their tickets. Hey, would you like to join me in the suite? Going to celebrate my 50th.
Right.
You know, it would have fallen a little short if I said, hey, celebrating my 50th in the suite, buy yourself some suite tickets if you want, and I'll send you the catering bill.
All right. Well, hey, Peter Bendix.
If you want. Like,
Peter Bendix, if you're listening, and you have a suite that will be available Sunday, June 1st, 1:40 p.m. against the San Francisco Giants, go ahead. Let me get your suite. That way Hawk can be invited and doesn't have to pay $17 to get into a Marlins game.
But that's my point. It's like, if you want people to come celebrate your birthday with you, why don't you call them and go, hey, I'm putting together like 20 people to go to a Marlins game for my birthday. Do you want to go? And I go, oh, yeah, Lori and I want to go, or Lori, DJ, and I want to go. And you go, all right, I'll shoot you over 3 tickets.
Because I don't want to buy 20 people tickets to
Well,
the
then I don't want to come to your stupid party.
Well, then don't come. Perfect. I think it's great. Don't come. But guess what? Jimmy may or may not be there.
I mean, but who has a birthday party with a cover charge? You're having a birthday party with a cover charge. If I want to go to your birthday party, I got to pay the cover.
It's not a cover charge, and...
Sure it is. I can't go to the party unless I pay to get in.
Oh, well, Brokey.
So you're acknowledging there's a cover charge.
Yeah, you know what? There is. You want to party with me? $17.50.
So if you want to go to Solana's 31st, inexplicably, 31st birthday party, you're going to have to shell out $20 to park and maybe $17-$18 to get in.
And
then I'm guessing, though, you'll be providing cake and stuff.
$14 as well on top of that, because you have to buy me a Bud Light seltzer. And none of that 12-ounce crap either. None of that 12-ounce crap either, you brokies. I want the 40-ounce.
Bizarre behavior.
Hawk, I've thought this through. I'm going to invite people to like a bar. Like, no. Hey, I'm going to be at the
Marlins
game.
Don't invite anybody anywhere. It's your 31st birthday. Go do whatever you want to do with your fiance.
Well, I'm going to the Marlins game. That's what I'm doing. Me and my friends are going to the Marlins game. Everybody's buying their own ticket. I'm not buying you a ticket to a Marlins game. And then.
That's ridiculous.
Come have a beer with me. But then. Don't hang around me. Like, have a beer with me, but then go back to your seat, you know? Like,
I just meet you at Chili's for a beer?
But see, that's where
it gets... Because I don't have to pay $20 to park or $17 to get into Chili's.
Tell you what, 2-for-1s at Chili's?
I haven't been to Chili's in a while, but Chili's slaps.
The triple dipper is going viral now. Everybody's going to Chili's for the triple dipper. Hawk. My new house, I have a Chili's walking distance from me.
Oh, really?
Insane. Game changer. I highly recommend everybody looking for new real estate to find Chili's locations.
So nothing, if we come, there's no goodie bag, there's no nothing. There's no discount, there's nothing.
No, nothing.
And we obviously have to bring you a gift because it's your birthday.
Nah, you don't have to bring me a gift. The gift is just hanging out with me at a Marlins game. We get to watch Matt Mervis together. We get to bet at the game together.
I don't know.
Time of your life.
Seems flawed. All right, let's get headlines here with the birthday boy. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Somebody says, have the my birthday announced on the big screen. Trust me, that email was already fired off, buddy.
Because last year I got it. It was your 30th.
Right.
That's like, you know, one of those big ones.
You know, it's bigger than 30? 31. I mean... Why are you downplaying my birthday? That's what I'm trying to get at here. Why are you downplaying celebrating a birthday?
I'm not downplaying it. I love going to a birthday.
I'm not having a quinceañera, Hawk. I'm not having a bar mitzvah.
It kind of sounds like you are.
I didn't go to Sims and buy a new suit and have it tailored for my 31st birthday.
Well, of course not. You want everyone else to buy it for you, apparently.
Mango Bud Light Seltzer. Don't forget. So the Florida Panthers are up 2-0. Stole both on the road. They handed the Carolina rain showers their 14th consecutive conference finals loss yesterday. Gus Forsling, by the way, defensively, the Panthers have just been dominant, but they're also scoring thanks to their defensemen. But Gus Forsling became the 18th overall player and 7th defenseman, according to the Herald, to score for the Florida Panthers this season.
Pretty wild. There's a lot of people suggesting that maybe Sergei Bobrovsky will net a goal before the playoffs are done. And you know what? Like, that happens every now and then. I think they would try to clear out a lane for him to do so.
On the empty netter.
How great would it be? Yeah, if there were 20 different scorers and he was number 20.
Goalie fight and goalie scoring on empty nets are the two best things in hockey.
Really, how overtime should be decided.
Oh, yes. Like the goaltender can come up to the halfway point, right? Or some, or they just go penalty shootout in their entire goaltender
shootout,
gear.
But you have to put on, you have to wear your gear.
That's fine.
Then you have to go save the shootout. Yeah. Like you have to do both sides.
Yeah, the Cats now have 8 players with at least 10 points through 14 playoff games. It's insane.
If I'm Solana's friend listening to this show, I'd call Solana and tell him Hawk is right. Solana should buy the tickets.
Stay home then. I mean, if you don't want to support your local Major League Baseball team, that's on you. The Thunder beat the Timberwolves by 16 in Game 1, then by 15 in Game 2. That's, Hawk, their 58th, 59th, and 60th double-digit victories this season.
Want to know what the lines are for the next games? I have not looked yet.
Yeah. Do the Knicks play tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, Knicks play tonight.
Tonight.
Line on that one is Knicks minus 6. But how about the next OKC Minnesota game?
So OKC
in
on
Minnesota.
The road. Right. OKC right. On the road. I'd still say they're favorites. OKC minus 4.
OKC minus 2.5. I'm surprised by that. Because you're supposed to win your 2 at home. This is the Western Conference Finals. Like, all of a sudden, we're thinking Minnesota at home?
Yeah.
Can't compete? That surprises me. I would take the Timberwolves with that line.
But it's just been so dominant by Oklahoma City.
Right, but it should be at home.
Yeah. Double-digit wins both times.
Right.
I think sometimes there's a large enough sample size to where you can just say, hey, this team outright is just...
We've seen enough. Yeah.
And Hawk, think about what I just told you. These two wins, they're 58th, 59th, and 60th double-digit wins. That's including Game 7. 60 double-digit wins in 100 games that they've played this season. Under 100.
Pretty dominant.
That means 60% of their games, or a little bit under 60%, they're winning by double digits. They're just far and away the best team in the NBA. It's not close.
Panthers right now are minus 700 to win this series with the Hurricanes. That makes sense. Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe is plus 375 now. I have him at plus 1,500. Panthers to win the Stanley Cup right now are the favorites at plus 110. That's almost even money. Plus 110. I have them at plus 500.
Nah, you're pretty good at this gambling thing. I'm not going to lie.
Panthers tomorrow are minus 145 favorites to win the game. Carolina is plus 125.
Are you going tomorrow?
No, I have Ryan, Funky Buddha's daughter's graduation party, and Dr. Chuck's son's graduation party.
Yeah. That sucks.
Neither of them have a cover charge, though.
What about Monday? You going to stay Monday?
I might. I might. If it's a closeout game.
Closeout to sweep again.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah. A couple other local things. Inter-Miami does play at the Philadelphia Union tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. I mentioned it earlier. Messi and Suarez are traveling. And finally, for months, I've been trying to get this show to buy into pickleball. For months. Mm. With very little luck. But maybe this will swing you, Hawk.
Oh, all right.
I know it's going to swing Jimmy. He's already got the subscriptions, and he's ready to go on this front. But, Hawk, maybe this swing you. OnlyFans TV network and streaming platform will debut a pickleball-based competition show next month, baby.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to see naked pickleball.
I'll show you a dink. This show on OFTV, OnlyFans TV, will be hosted by Aussie tennis player Nick Kyrgios. He's the one that always has outbursts. I think we've talked about Nick Kyrgios. Crowder actually interviewed him on The Pivot.
Yep.
It's also going to include reality TV star Sophie Stonehouse from the Netflix show Too Hot to Handle, and well-known adult film actress Rachel Starr will be the referee for the show, which is going to be called Smash City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's perfectly cut out for that. She's very good.
Mm-hmm. She's a star.
I don't know if you read Variety at all. You know, OnlyFans announced yesterday that they were engaged in discussions to sell the site. And do you know what the valuation is?
Oh, man. Billions.
$8 billion.
Yeah.
Half of that comes from Jimmy, but $8 billion.
Listen, man.
So I've never subscribed. I've told you before. Like, I'm fascinated by it. I've never subscribed.
Right.
I am very close to subscribing to this Caitlin Krems because I cannot get enough of her Instagram video.
Oh, she's on OF?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, like, she's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not her with a purse.
Right. No, like, she's on OF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't crossed that boundary either, but pickleball show?
Right.
Smash City? Come on.
For your birthday, if anybody wants to get you an OF subscription.
I mean, come on.
Join you at the Marlins game.
Yeah. Jimmy will be there too.
Maybe.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a hot and sunny, humid afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Should probably remind everybody again, your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows coming up at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. And the shows include Dierks Bentley, or Dierks and Bentley, as Solana referred to him yesterday. The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, Pantera, and more. It's very easy to enter. Just go to the WQAM contest page, WQAM.com. Click on contests, and you can enter right there for your chance to win. And for more info on how you can see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. By the way, it was Nico Mikola said that he thinks it was Brad Marchand that orchestrated the group outing to Dairy Queen on Wednesday. This is from Jameson Olive on Twitter. It's important, Mikola said. You have a day off and you don't want to think about hockey too much. You just live your normal life. Something about it. I mean, it's not Harlem Shake, but the Panthers going to a Dairy Queen on their day off in Raleigh. There's something cool about it. There's something cool about this team, man. I just can't get enough of this Panthers team.
Is it one of these Dairy Queens where you can get chicken tenders and stuff like that, or is it just
an
ice cream
DQ
outing?
Grill?
Right,
DQ Grill.
Yeah, because I was fascinated.
I've never had the food at Dairy Queen.
Me neither.
Because some of them have food, some of them don't. They're known for the Brazier Burger.
I didn't know that they had DQ grills. I had no idea. Yeah. I know there's commercials every now and then with food from Dairy Queen. I had never seen one. And then my brother, when he was in college, played a soccer game in Iowa. There was a city we went to go watch him play. All they had was a Walmart and a Dairy Queen, a DQ grill in that city and this university. Smallest town I've ever been in. And there was a line out the door. People were eating chicken tenders and what'd you call it?
Brazier Burger.
Brazier Burger. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. Sure, you're thinking of Brazzers, but no, this is the Brazier Burger. Dairy Queen's known for it. I know where your mind went, Jimmy.
I'd rather have a Blizzard than...
Well, that's the best thing at Dairy Queen, right? The Blizzard?
I can't imagine these guys are walking in there and ordering what? A banana split?
Well, no, but like a soft serve cone. That's really the two options, right? Do we have any knowledge of what the Panthers ordered at Dairy Queen? Jimmy, call the Dairy Queen in Raleigh. Ask them if they recall several large men coming in on Wednesday and what their order was. No, that's I'm just teasing, Jimmy. Jimmy's got a holiday weekend to look forward to. Do we have any idea what they ordered? I looked for it. I've only seen some sporadic posts on Instagram and Reddit regarding this Florida Panthers trip to Dairy Queen. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. This is one of those things that can become a thing.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like in sports, certain things just happen with the OKC, with the you know, their version of Will Manso. You see the post-game interviews on their local RSN, and they put the towels on his head. Or whenever SGA is doing an interview, they all gather around him.
Yeah, they totally stole the Big Three's photobombing stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not. I mean, Chris Bosh with Lurks is a little bit different.
All right, yeah. No, I see what the Thunder are doing. Yeah.
But certain things happen where they just take on a life of their own.
Harlem
Spacey,
Shake. The Harlem Shake.
Harlem
video.
Shake. But everyone was doing Harlem Shake. I'm talking about like something that you have no idea. Kevin Spacey all of a sudden became Florida Panthers super fan.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you saw him at Con. Like, he came out swinging. Like, he's on his resurgence tour because he was found not guilty of everything. It's kind of a whole smear job on him. But that Kevin Spacey era was organic.
Yeah.
With the Panthers. The Rats, that was organic.
Organic.
You could kind of see them going to DQ on days off, right? I mean, they kind of should go to DQ today. Is there one out near Sunrise?
Tradition? Oh, there has to be. There has to be DQs near Sunrise.
But that's like sports superstition 101, you know?
There is, right? You found one?
Yep. That the shop's at Sawgrass.
Oh, they have one? Oh, yeah, but they'd have to walk in the mall.
No, it's standalone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, the shops at Sawgrass. So not Sawgrass Mills Mall?
No.
Interesting. So it's an out parcel?
Yes, on Hiatus Road.
Jimmy, call them. Find out exactly where they are. Ask them where they are in regards to, like, Yellow Toucan. That's such a great joke for, you know, lifelong South Floridians. Like, where are you in reference to the Yellow Toucan lot?
Hawk, I've told you famously, I've never been to Sawgrass Mills. Never been to that mall.
Bizarre.
Yeah. No need to. I've got Dolphin Mall. I've got Dadeland Mall.
You're 31, almost 31.
And I've got the Falls.
You've never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
I got Town and Country.
That is so crazy to me. So you don't know what Yellow Toucan is?
No idea.
Oh my God!
But from what I know about Sawgrass, is that the majority of people who are going to Sawgrass Mills, and correct me if I'm wrong, this could totally be a stereotype and I could be doing this incorrectly, but it's South Americans with luggages, usually from Brazil or Argentina, in the past Venezuela, that wouldn't know who Sergei Bobrovsky was if he walked in to Dairy Queen at Sawgrass Mills.
So there are a lot of South American visitors. Also, the plural of luggage is luggage, not luggages.
Erroneous.
No, it's not erroneous.
But you couldn't just let that one go, really?
No, no.
Why?
You sound like an idiot.
Why?
You sound like an idiot. It's South Americans with luggages.
How many times do I have to explain to you that English is not my first language?
I can see why.
There are plenty of tourists there, but I think there's plenty of locals there as well. They've got all the apartments right around there, too. It just is shocking that someone who's grown up in South Florida, who's never left,
yeah,
has never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall. It almost seems impossible because I think I've told you before, I believe it's the number two tourist destination, or was at one point after Disney World. It's in your backyard.
It can't be the number two tourist destination. It can't.
I believe it is.
But no joke. And it's not. This is not a criticism of Sawgrass Mills Mall. I'm sure it's a phenomenal mall. But what do they have at Sawgrass that I'm missing out on that I can't experience at Dolphin Mall?
More stores. It's
but,
bigger.
But a different variety of stores? Like a different selection of stores that they don't have at Dolphin Mall?
Well, if you don't want variety and you just want whatever they throw at you, that's fine. I mean, do all your shopping at Walmart. But there's a variety of stores. Many of them are outlet stores.
Right. Like which ones?
But you'd have to look through the directory.
Well,
theoretically, it was an outlet mall when it first started. It was supposed to be an outlet mall. And it's since, you know, back in the day, outlet stores were actual outlet stores with discounts. None of these outlet stores are discounted anymore. Yeah. They're just offshoots of the major brands. But go look at the directory at Sawgrass Mills Mall and compare it to the directory of Dolphin Mall. You're going to be reading a whole lot longer for Sawgrass Mills because there's more stores.
They got a Lids. Like I'm driving a Sawgrass Mills for a Lids. I can't just order that hat on Amazon.
That's like saying, why would I go to Disney World when there's a roller coaster at the Dade County Youth Fair?
Stop.
But no, it's the exact same thing.
Come on. Come on. Somebody mentions Dolphin. Rainforest Cafe. I know we've talked about that. And I'm willing to concede. I haven't been to Rainforest Cafe in 20 years.
Dolphin Mall is 1.4 million square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So remember that because now I'm going to look up Sawgrass Mills.
Mm-hmm.
1.4 million. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Sawgrass Mills is 2.37 million square feet.
So a little bigger.
So you figure out what's the difference between, use your distributive theory here.
Mm-hmm.
You figure out what's the difference between a mall that's 1.4 million square feet versus a mall that's 2.4 million square feet.
The one that is 2.4 million square feet has a bigger Claire's. I mean, like we're talking.
So you think it's
nothing.
All the same stores, just the stores are bigger?
Yeah.
Or do you think the extra 1 million square feet is filled with more stores and different stores than they might have at Dolphin Mall?
Their fitting rooms are larger.
Okay. Wild. You ever been to Town Center Mall in Boca?
No.
No. You ever been to the Gardens Mall in Palm Beach Gardens?
No.
No. You ever been to Aventura Mall?
Yes. Aventura Mall, yes. But I learned they refurbished the whole thing. Haven't been there in over a decade.
This is wild to me.
But why am
this is why I'm a big fan of the Panthers and hate you.
Yeah, understood. But why am I driving? No joke. I'm not saying I don't go to Boca. I've been to Boca.
Why are you driving to Disney World? Why are you driving to Epcot? Why are you driving to Epcot?
You can't compare.
Instead of going to University Drive in Davie.
You can't compare Epcot and the fair.
But you're comparing Sawgrass Mills Mall to Dolphin Mall.
To Dolphin Mall. Dolphin Mall is a very suitable mall. Suitable.
Right. Any mall that's 1 million square feet is pretty big, right?
So in other words, Hawk, you were telling me that it is worth my hour-long drive to go to Sawgrass Mills to shop. That's what you're saying. To shop.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Well, why do people drive there from all over? Like, you think it's just the people who live at Atrium on 136?
It's just ridiculous.
Like, when you build a mall that's 2.5 million square feet, don't you think people are driving from all over to get there?
They're a bunch of suckers then.
All right.
I'm not hating on Sawgrass Mills, by the way. I'm sure it's a nice mall.
No, I'm having a tough time. That's fine that you're not hating at it. I'm having a tough time figuring out what you're not understanding about a gigantic mall versus a small mall.
I understand
Aventura
it perfectly.
Mall is a better mall than Dolphin Mall. I've been to them both.
Oh, I
Aventura
agree.
Mall is a better mall.
See, that I can wrap my head around. Aventura Mall has luxury stores, luxury
so does Sawgrass.
Food offerings.
So does Sawgrass.
Okay, but if I can go to Aventura Mall, cut my drive down by half an hour, why wouldn't I do that?
Listen, if you're going east to Aventura and you're going to be on Biscayne Boulevard there, you ain't cutting anything out.
Just seems bizarre that you're so shocked that somebody who's lived in West Kendall for their entire life hasn't made the trip to Sawgrass Mills to shop.
Yes, because South Americans make the trip to Sawgrass Mills to shop.
Yeah, my aunt. Every time she comes here from Uruguay, spends 7 days at Sawgrass Mills. Makes no sense.
You make no sense.
I'll be at Town and Country.
You stay there. Anyway, congratulations to the Panthers for going to Dairy Queen. 4 o'clock hour's coming up. We got to give away the Marlins tickets in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm going to talk about Life Imaging FLA because I don't want to talk about what we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes. Making my head hurt.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Butt punt!
Hawk and Crowder.